Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm day across Israel, with temperatures rising under the sunny skies. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly, while Tel Aviv is enjoying a pleasant breeze along the coast. Haifa is also bathed in sunshine, making it a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, Israel's security cannot hinge on unfinished U.S.-Iran diplomacy. A Hezbollah attack that killed four IDF soldiers highlights the limitations of ongoing U.S.-Iran discussions as Israel continues to face active threats. This was reported 5 hours ago. Also, from Walla, Lebanese Parliament Chairman Nabi Berri stated that any area Israel withdraws from will be demilitarized. He made these comments in an interview with the Saudi newspaper Asharq al-Awsat, as reported 78 minutes ago. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reveals that Gazan terror groups are finally naming their war dead. Recent obituaries include figures previously identified as journalists, exposing their true affiliations. This came in a report 1 hour ago. Separately, Axios reports that Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This action could jeopardize ongoing negotiations and potentially reignite conflict. The article was published 351 hours ago. And finally, from Forward, President Trump announced that Iran can keep ballistic missiles and receive billions of dollars, but must renounce nuclear weapons. This was shared in earlier reporting 10-8 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Times of Israel wrote just minutes ago that Sunday appeared grim for Israel as the U.S.-Iran talks opened in Switzerland. Israel felt sidelined, unable to influence the high-stakes negotiations concerning its security. Israel Hayom English posted earlier today about Iran's oil profits, which are rapidly rebuilding its ballistic missile arsenal. The Israel Foreign Ministry disclosed, also earlier today, that Hamas operatives in Turkey are orchestrating attacks against Israelis. They highlighted the exposure of this network. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post report, the recent Hezbollah attack that resulted in the deaths of four IDF soldiers underscores the precarious nature of Israel's security. This comes as the U.S. and Iran continue their diplomatic talks, which are yet to yield concrete results. The situation leaves Israel in a vulnerable position, necessitating vigilance and strategic planning to safeguard its borders. Turning to the comments by Lebanese Parliament Chairman Nabi Berri, as reported by Walla, Berri's statement suggests a strategic shift where demilitarization follows Israeli withdrawal. This highlights a potential diplomatic avenue, but also poses challenges, as trust and verification mechanisms will be crucial for any lasting peace. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports on the revelation that several deceased individuals, previously identified as journalists, were actually fighters. This disclosure by Hamas and Islamic Jihad raises questions about media neutrality and the use of press credentials for militant purposes. Such revelations could influence international perceptions and future media coverage in conflict zones. Additionally, the Axios report on Iran's missile launch marks a significant escalation since the ceasefire. This aggressive act threatens to derail diplomatic negotiations and could prompt a military response from Israel. The regional stability hangs in the balance as both sides assess their next moves. Lastly, the Forward's coverage of President Trump's deal with Iran highlights the geopolitical complexities. While Iran retains its ballistic missiles, the prohibition on nuclear weapons aims to prevent a nuclear arms race. However, the financial influx could further empower Iran militarily, posing broader regional risks. On the economic front. First, Globes reports that Tower Semiconductor's stock surge has made it more valuable than Israel's biggest banks. This marks a significant financial milestone for the company as it continues to grow in the tech industry. Separately, CTech brings us insights into the labor market from Dana Matalon-Gorin of Zero Networks. She discusses the evolving expectations in the tech industry, where new generational values are reshaping workplace dynamics and career paths. And finally, Ynet Business announces that Nucor has emerged from stealth mode with $66 million in funding. This cybersecurity startup, backed by prominent venture capital firms, aims to revolutionize identity security in the AI era. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.